Hi, my name's Wade Graham, co-captain of the Cronulla Sharks. I've been to the club since 2010, so it's my 9th, 10th season at the club. Before that, I was at Penrith Panthers, where I grew up. I grew up out at Blacktown, so I debuted for the Panthers in 08, played 3 seasons there before making the change over to Cronulla, and I've been here ever since. Coming up through the juniors at Penrith, obviously going through high school, I never really had much thought on furthering my education outside of school. I was very fortunate. My progression through the grades happened so quick. I remember, you know, being 16 and winning the Harold Matts Grand Final. And then the next year when I was 17, you know, I was debuting in the first grade team. So it all happened so fast. And I suppose back then I just had tunnel vision. All I was worried about was, you know, chasing the dream of playing football, realising that dream, you know, trying to get to play first grade. You know, that was my sole focus. I suppose as I grew a bit more experienced, a bit more wiser. I understood, you know, some very important lessons I didn't quite receive because of how fast I progressed in footy. And I knew I probably, you know, 3-4 years ago, I knew I had to have a real good hard look at myself off the field and, you know, further my education, further my experience in areas outside of rugby league. So that's sort of where my journey began. You know, looking back now, I'm probably a little bit disappointed that I didn't start doing things a bit earlier. You know, like I said, things happened so fast for me in the game of rugby league. I was always confident that rugby league would always be there for me. I never doubted that whatsoever. So growing through the game, getting a bit older, playing more first grade, I always was just relying on rugby league being there. It wasn't until I met my partner now, who's, you know, we have a child together now, who's from Canada. She's French-Canadian. You know, now that we've settled down and we have a family, the possibility of, you know, living in Canada is real at the moment. Once I finish football, obviously all her family over there, our extended family are over there, and she's lived away from home for a long time now. And you know, there's a real possibility that we could live in Canada one day. And I suppose the scary thing for me was, if we go to Canada, they don't have rugby league in Canada. Nothing to the level of this, and nothing that you can support yourself full time. So if I was to go over there, I actually had no qualifications outside of a high school certificate. You know, so I really started to question, you know, how I would provide for my family if we did live there. Rugby league, that safety net of rugby league would be taken away from me. So I had to have a real good hard look at myself and decide what I was going to do, you know, to, you know, allow myself to grow and to allow myself to keep on, you know, earning a living. And if it's in Canada, if it's in Australia, rugby league doesn't have to be my be-all and end-all. Yeah, another thing I've picked up besides the certificate in fitness is I'm learning French. That's my partner's first language. Before, when we first met, thought it'd be kind of cool just to learn the language. I didn't really have an extreme motivation to do it. I thought it'd just be nice to learn a few words, be able to talk a little bit to my partner, you know, maybe understand her parents a little bit better. But I think for me, since we've had our son, you know, it's really been a kick up the backside for me. It's our plan that he's going to be bilingual, and it's much easier to learn languages when you're young. So, you know, he's going to speak French and English. And then I suppose that really started to drive me to commit and motivate me to take learning a second language serious. So I'm enrolled in a course at Sutherland Community College. I go every Monday for 2 hours after training, and we study language. I suppose if you'd asked me 10 years ago if I'd be 28 years old learning French, you know, a kid from Blacktown, I probably would have laughed. But, you know, here I am, I'm learning French. We bought a house over in Canada on our last holiday, so the possibility of us moving over there and me having to speak the language, understand the language, is definitely real. And you know, I'm working hard. It's quite hard to pick up. I think for me, you know, education and growth outside the game is so important. It's hard at the time to think about. You know, athletes in general, so tunnel visions. You know, you have to be selfish to an extent if you want to be successful, if you want to chase that dream. And a lot of effort goes into that, you know, goes into the pursuit of making a career out of sport. But for me, the biggest thing, I'm 28 years old now. I'm more than halfway through my career. If I get another 4 or 5 years out, you know, I'm very lucky. But you get to another 4 or 5 years, I'm 32, 33. You know, life's just beginning. There's so many more years outside of a sporting career. You know, they're a great time while we have them. It's obviously a dream come true. We're so lucky to be able to do what we do, but it doesn't last forever. And you know, your life goes on a lot longer than your sporting career goes. So it's important to, you know, have a plan, have some goals, what you want to do, and to make sure you can be successful in life, just not in sport as well. I suppose even like growing up, I'm very fortunate. I come from a good family, and I had a lot of life lessons grounded in me growing up. And you know, I always knew that no matter how far I got in footy, financially, it wouldn't be able to just finish footy and I'd be set up for the rest of my life. You have to do the right thing with your money first and foremost, and secondly, you just don't earn enough to get you through your 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s. There's so much more time after sporting careers, so much more life still to live. Now I've got a young family, one child, hopefully two, maybe three children in the future, and it's certainly, how do you say it, puts things into perspective when you have children. You realise, you got a whole other life to provide for, and footy's been great for me and my family. And hopefully it will be for a number of years to come, but it won't be for the rest of my life, and it's up to me to make sure I can provide outside of. Yeah, I remember it really hit home. I suppose that I needed to further my education outside of rugby league. In Australia, especially in rugby league, being at just a very Australian sport, New Zealand obviously, and a bit in England, you sort of get caught in the fishbowl of what it is. Once I met my partner, who at the time had been travelling by herself around the world, picking up jobs here and there, on her own, learning all this life experience outside of sport. Once we got together and we got serious, it really hit home that, outside of rugby league, I really didn't have any qualifications whatsoever. I couldn't, if I went down to, the local cafe and they asked for my resume, all I really had to put down on the bit of paper was that I'd played professional rugby league, my whole life. And outside of that, I really didn't have anything at all. So it really clicked in me then that, I had to start branching out and be open to learning things outside of the game. It was an easy transition for me to do the, Cert 3 and 4 in fitness, seeing as being an athlete my whole life. I've always been around training, always, have a great number of years of training. So it was an easy transition. And, through beginning that and really making the decision to further my education, it led to other things like, the French course I'm doing, roles within the media that I'm focusing on at the moment, and it just led me to that progression. So, yeah, it really hit home when I met my partner and realised how, I was highly skillful in one area, but then, had completely no skills in all the rest. So I had to pick up my game. Well, I chose the fitness course, to begin with, because obviously I thought it'd be an easier transition than anything else. Fortunate enough to be an athlete most of my life now, so I've been heavily involved in fitness and training my whole career. Things around nutrition, training programs, I feel completely comfortable with that sort of thing because of my life experience and because of my experience as an athlete. So when I picked out a course to choose, I thought this would be the easiest for me to start with, and then we could go from there. I suppose for me, I found the course great. The experience that I had gained from training for so many years definitely helped in a lot of areas of the course. The most challenging thing for me was my time management. It saved me quite a while to get through the course, but we have got there in the end, and obviously with the help from you guys at One Wellbeing, it's really got me to the end point now, which I'm pretty stoked with. But the course was good. Me and my missus have had a lot of fun. I've actually been doing all my pracs on her, so it's been quite handy to get her down here, and I'm super pumped that I've got it finished now. Well, working with Leon has been great. It's sort of at the start, I got a heap of work done at the very start, and then we had a bit of a hiatus. So, my roster and scheduling got pretty hectic, so I had to skip out on a lot of lessons, but obviously with the great flexibility that Leon showed, and his effort to keep me motivated, to keep, make sure I was on track, just ticking little bits over by little bits over by little bits over, just to make sure I was, still progressing. And then finally, over the last probably 3 or 4 months now that I've had a bit more time open up with my ACL injury, we've really been able to knuckle down and finish it all, now that I've got time. And it's been wonderful, the flexibility. That's probably the hardest thing, the time management with the athletes, with your training, with your family life, with your club commitments. There's a lot to juggle, but the flexibility has been great. Leon keeping me motivated, making sure I'm getting it done, and you know, I sit here today fully finished and, you know, fully qualified, so I'm stoked. The biggest challenge that I had throughout the course was, you know, time management. I remember at the start, like I said, I got a lot done at the very beginning, but then I played State of Origin, a full series for the first time. At the end of that year, I played for Australia. My commitments in the media went up, and it was just a lot to manage, but, you know, I was thankful that I had Leon and the team, you know, helping me just to keep progressing, even if it was a little bit. We just, you know, kept knocking over a little thing here and there. One day, you know, one day here, 2 weeks later, 3 weeks later, one day there, and just kept fitting it in when I could. And because, you know, we kept that slowly progressing, once I had an opportunity, you know, at the moment, unfortunately, I'm out with an ACL injury, so I do have a fair bit of time on my hands. Once that time came up, because we kept, you know, progressing and kept knocking over a little bit day by day, it really made this last bit pretty seamless. We got stuck into the last bit of work, stuck into the pracs. Yeah, now I'm finished. Advice for the course is, even if you feel like you're struggling with time, just keep persisting with it, because in the long run, you're going to get it done. The team is flexible, they work with you, and, you know, they'll stick with you as long as you stick with them. So just be persistent with it, you know, and you'll get it finished. Yeah, I'd recommend the course to other athletes for sure. One, that's, you know, it's a natural, you know, area that you deal with your day-to-day life, so you already have so much experience in it, and you're doing it yourself, you know, anyway. So it's great to increase your education and knowledge around, you know, your area of expertise. And secondly, the flexibility of the course allows, you know, the team and Leon really, you know, can tailor the course to your needs, the time you set aside to get it done, you know, the availability of them, the communication to get it all sorted. I would highly recommend it. I don't think other courses would offer that flexibility and, you know, the ability to complete the course in your own time. So, yeah, I would 100% recommend it. Looking back now, I would have probably made a few changes, especially, you know, working towards life after footy. I feel like I wasted a bit of time there in my, you know, in my early 20s, late teens, early 20s. It took me a while to realise I had to focus in this area. A lot of that can be attributed because, you know, you just, when you play sport, you just have that tunnel vision and you're just focusing on improving your game, improving your skill set, you know, being a better player for the team. But, you know, now I've got to this side of the fence, I sort of look back and go, you know, I might have wasted a bit of time there just sort of hanging around and doing nothing. So if I could have started earlier, I would have, and I wouldn't feel so much pressure now in the back end of my career to try and make sure I have that all tidied up, so when I do leave the game, I'm in good shape. I suppose the biggest thing for me is, you know, what I've done is I've tried to surround myself, you know, with some good people who really know what they're doing. I have my, you know, obviously my finance guy who helps me with all my budgeting, you know, where I invest my money, how I invest my money. The budget for me is the biggest thing, making sure I'm not spending too much. You know, I've got it all sorted, so I'm not chasing my tail, you know, at the end of each month or the end of each year. You know, working closely with the accountant, I've really taken an interest now in not just sending him stuff, you know, come tax time and asking for my tax back. I actually really want to learn a bit more. Not that it interests me, but it just furthers my education. And I'm the type of person who really likes to know what's going on. So I've taken a big interest in my conversations with him. And so that's been the biggest thing, and my biggest probably growth in the last 18 months is finding these professionals in these areas that I can surround myself with to really, you know, put myself in the best position, you know, off the footy. So when I walk away from the game, you know, I've made the most of it. So I think that's been the biggest growth for myself in the last 18 months. My biggest advice would probably be, you know, don't get scared of challenges that are outside of your comfort zone. I probably was a bit when I was younger, but now that I've gotten a bit older, I've been for a lot more, you know, off the field. I'll certainly give anything a crack once. Like, I sit here now, you know, a kid from Blacktown learning French with a property in Canada. You know, if you'd have told me that, you know, growing up, that would be my story. I probably would have laughed and said you were crazy, but you never know what's going to happen. So don't be afraid of getting out of your comfort zone. And when I say that, I don't mean physically. I mean, you know, with your head as well. So, yeah, embrace those challenges and really, you know, at least be open to give something, you know, a try once. Maybe a try, you don't like it. Well, that's fine. At least you know. So that'd be my advice.